Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
I'm calling from Metro Research. We are conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing Massachusetts and schools in your area. This is a research study, not a sales call. Your household was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. How many children do you have living with you and attending kindergarten to 12th grade?
22. Correct, sir.
Okay.
We're like rabbits, you know what I mean?
What is your age, sir?
My age? I'm 23, so, you know, multiple baby mommies. You feel me?
And how do you describe your gender? Men, women, non-binary?
I like them all.
How do you describe your gender? Men, women, non-binary?
I like them all.
Okay. How would you describe your race? White, Caucasian, African American, Black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, Native American or Alaskan Native, Middle Eastern, Arab American?
Well, let's just say I don't like the other color.
What grades are your children currently in?
Which one? I have 22.
All of them, sir? Do you have children in kindergarten, first, second, third?
All of them.
Kindergarten through 12th grade, it will be all of them, correct?
Correct. Sir?
Okay. Can you provide to me,
sir? What's your name?
Sir. Yes, my name is Marcos. I'm calling from Metro Research.
Oh.
Okay. Which of the following best describes the school where your children are enrolled this year? A public school run by a school district, a public charter school, a parochial or a Catholic school, a non-Catholic private or independent school, homeschooling?
Marcus, what's today's date?
Sir?
What is today's date?
Yes, sir. Today is the 10th of April.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yes. Which of the following best describes the school where your children are enrolled this year? A public school run by a school district, a public charter school, a parochial or Catholic school, a non-Catholic private or independent school, homeschooling?
Martial arts. If I had to pick one, I'd say martial arts. There's a lot of destructivism.
Okay. You mentioned that you had kids through kindergarten to 12th grade. You mentioned you had a child in kindergarten. The following several questions will be about this child's school, okay, sir?
Which one, sir? Does it come?
For the one in kindergarten.
But there's more than one.
First. Okay. First, which of the following best describes the school where your kindergarten child is enrolled this year? A public school run by a school district, a public charter school, a parochial Catholic school, a non-Catholic private or independent school, homeschool, or another format?
Do I have to answer the question?
No, sir. And when it comes to your kindergarten child's progress in reading this school year, would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
I'm very relaxed. I feel that they can do what they please. So, I'm not a big fan of cigarettes, though. So definitely no cigarettes for the younger ones. But
okay, that will be not at all concerned.
No, not at all. I mean, there's one of them that I'm pretty worried about, though. But there's a bunch of them. There's five specifically in kindergarten.
Okay, and to the best of your knowledge, is your kindergarten child reading at the level expected for students in their age group?
Actually, can I combat that question?
In this case, we do have to follow the way the questions are being provided to you.
I understand, but can I ask you a question?
Sure.
All right. How old are your children?
Okay. Yes, in this case, we are conducting a research study.
Yeah, I know you mentioned that a couple of times. That's why we're doing the questions. But how old are your kids?
Yes, sir. In this case, we are conducting a research study. I'm unable to provide to you further information other than the questions being provided by the system, sir.
We're talking 12th grade, 12th grade is what you're saying.
Okay. And has your kindergarten child's pediatrician ever discussed with you how you can support your child's reading development at home?
Absolutely. We do. We kind of do a reading club at home sometimes. Well, when I'm around to take care of them, of course.
And what kind of activities or supports did your kindergarten child's pediatrician recommended? Would you say reading with your child, singing songs, introducing vocabulary, reciting nursery rhymes, repeating your child's sounds and encouraging them to repeat yours, talking with your child, oral story time?
So there's a couple different tactics I use, right? One of them, you not so subtly mentioned that you had kids of your own in 5th through 12th grade. Have you ever tried reading them the book Go the Fuck to Sleep?
What was that again, sir?
The book Go the Fuck to Sleep.
So you would read with your child?
What was that?
You would do reading with your child.
I mean, if you consider that reading, correct.
Okay. And what information do you use to understand your kindergarten child's progress in reading and writing? Would you say grades report cards, parent-teacher conferences, English language arts, MTAS, literacy screeners such as iReady, Early Bird, Diables, Star, information from my child's teacher, conversations with my child?
Well, for Stephanie, I'm kind of sleeping with her teacher, so I get that all firsthand. But for Brendan, report cards, but that little shit always throws them out. I'm trying to think. Oh.
Okay.
Alex is pretty good, though, you know? I mean, I don't know how your kids are, but he's probably a daddy's boy, you know? He'll bring his report cards home. He'll show me. He's proud of them, you know? He's probably the prize of the 22, even though he's the youngest. He's very excited with those grades. You know, he's proud. He worked hard for those. You know, all those nights where I'm at work, he taught himself how to read, Marcus. You should be proud of him.
Okay. Do you agree or disagree with the following statements? I have received feedback about my kindergarten child's reading progress this year from their school. Would you agree or disagree with that statement?
You know, it depends on the day. On a Wednesday, I would agree, but on Saturdays, I disagree. So you can take that two different ways.
Would you say you somewhat agree or strongly agree?
See, that's another thing. So on Thursdays, I would strongly agree, but Mondays, I'd strongly disagree. And then I'd say somewhere around Tuesday, I kind of just don't give a fuck.
Good. And does your kindergarten child school?
Marcus, I'm sorry. What was today's date again?
April the 10th, sir.
April the 10th. And what day of the week is that?
It will be Wednesday, sir.
And do you remember what I said for Wednesday, sir?
Yes, sir. And does your kindergarten child school provide any of the following resources to children who need help with reading? A specific diagnosis to help you understand what your child's reading challenges are, one-on-one instructions from a specialist, small group instructions, access to an outside specialist, resources to use at home to help practice reading?
Marcus, that's just not what I said about Wednesdays. On Wednesdays, I somewhat care. I somewhat give a fuck. So you can go back and you can bubble that one in.
Okay. And does your kindergarten child school provide any of the following resources?
I agree.
And does your kindergarten child school provide any of the following resources to children who need help with reading? A specific diagnosis to help you understand what your child's reading challenges are, one of the instructions from a specialist, small group instructions, access to an outside specialist, resources to use at home to help practice reading?
Again, Marcus, you're going to have to specify. I got four of those in kindergarten, so you're going to have to tell me which one. Or I can pick a favorite. I do pick favorites.
Yes. Would you pick one in this case?
Sure. Can you pick a number 1 through 5?
One, sir?
One? No, that's not a real number. 2 through 5.
Yes. With your one child, does your kindergarten child's school provide any of the following resources to children who need help with reading? A specific diagnosis to help you understand what your child's reading challenges are? One-on-one instructions from a specialist, small group instructions, access to an outside specialist, resources to use at home to help practice reading? If you had to choose one?
If I had to choose one, that's tricky. Marcus, do me a solid, would you? Can you just answer like one question for me about the survey?
Yes, sir.
Do you get paid for me to complete the survey?
This is a research study, not a sales call. Your household was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. I'm calling from Metro Research, and we are conducting an opinion survey, and we would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing Massachusetts and schools in your area.
I understand, sir. And I know that is exactly what they told you to tell you. Otherwise, you would not be on the phone with me still after the answers I've given you. I'm not, you know, a riri. I do comprehend that. So if you could do me a solid, I'll help you out with your job. You do not have to interview me anymore. I trust you to put down whatever answers you want, except for Alex. You know, I don't.
You know, he's.
I would say one-on-one instructions from a specialist.
Oh no, we're not doing this anymore. I'm sorry, man. I kind of stopped giving truthful answers. How long have we been on the call? 15 minutes. I'd say 14 minutes ago.
And have you ever looked for help outside of school to support your kindergarten's child's reading progress? For example, hired a tutor, enrolled in extra reading classes outside of school, and got an outside assessment, etc.?
I like your accent. Where are you from?
Yes, sir. We are conducting...
Providing third survey. I know. You keep saying that. Let's see. Yes, I have looked outside the school.
And when your kindergarten child is reading at home and they come across an unfamiliar word, which of the following best reflects their approach? They try to guess the word based on context clues, such as pictures or other words in the sentence. They sound out the letters in the word and try and say them together to make a word.
Well,
or neither of those approaches?
I'd say, a truthful answer, to answer my own question, you do actually get paid. Why else would you be on the phone with me? Can you tell me the company that's running the survey?
Yes, sir. I'm calling from Metro Research.
Metro Research. And where is that based out of?
Okay, we are conducting an opinion survey.
Yeah.
And we would like to ask you about issues facing Massachusetts.
You're going to ruin my night. Please don't say it. Just tell me the town.
Yes, we will be in Massachusetts, sir.
That's a state, not a town. I'm sure you've gone to school, sir.
Yes, sir. When your kindergarten child is reading at home and they come across an unfamiliar word, which of the following best reflects their approach? They try to guess the word based on context clues, such as pictures or other words in the sentence. They sound out the letters in the word and try and say them together to make a word, or neither of those approaches.
Did you know that this is a not accredited bureau business? Better business, my bad.
Once again, this is not a sales call. Your household was chosen at random.
Marcus, I swear to God, if you say it one more time, I will hang up. I know you're making money from this. I'm trying to help you out here. All right, buddy. You want to go home to your family. I know. You got a date with your hand, I'm sure. But, look, I'm trying to make the night a little smoother for you.
Okay, and how effective do you think your child's school has been so far at teaching your kindergarten child to read? Very effective, somewhat effective, not too effective, or not at all effective?
Dude, you have so much patience. I understand why you're gay now. I'm sorry, can you repeat the question?
So do you know what curriculum is used in your kindergarten child's school for reading or English language arts classes? By curriculum, we mean the types of instructional materials, methods, and classes the school uses to teach a specific subject. Hello, sir?